The funniest thing prompted me to record this podcast today. It's been over a year since I was here talking to you guys, but I feel like I definitely have something to say today. As I was leaving work, there's a colleague of mine who drops me off somewhere nearer to my place so that my walk is a bit shorter. I walk from the office every day to my place. It's not that far. Nimeshuka hivi gari, nikienda hivi kucross barabara, I noticed there was a car in the traffic with really loud music. So of course I turned to look. And when I turned, the car looked really familiar. I didn't think about it then, but something kept pulling me to just look. You know, when sengine unaweza kuwa na haraka unapita, but something that just kept pulling me to look. And when I looked, I realized that some guy I had sex with last year was the one driving the car. I just started thinking, oh my God, I haven't talked to this guy ever since. I mean, we have tried to reconnect, but he kind of ghosted me. Seeing him pushed me to remember that sometimes I do have things to say. I call him Jorge. I peeped and I saw Jorge on the driver's seat and I was like, he better not see me. But kama kuna kitu yenye huniuza, it's my tattoos. My tattoos are very visible from miles away and I'm covered in them. My arms are covered in them. So it's very easy to spot me even if I'm trying to hide. As long as you can see my tattoos and you probably know them. So when I saw him, it just prompted a lot of thoughts in my mind, because I was thinking, you see, when I met Jorge, when us guys were started talking to each other, it was basic friendship. I mean, at least I thought I was interested in being his friend. He's the one who reached out to me and we got to talking and got to know each other. And at some point we were speaking a lot, like all day, all night, and phone calls and stuff. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating. I'm known for being an exaggerator. But, you know, I thought we had a friendship going on. And so when we started flirting, I mean, I knew I would eventually at some point have sex with him. I just wasn't intentionally trying to do it or trying to see him, because mostly when we were speaking, I was seeing other people. And, you know, I just wasn't in the headspace to settle or to be talking to one person alone. So, yeah, that's why I didn't really, really take the sexual relationship seriously until he called me sometime last year. I thought we had a friendship going on. I mean, I just assumed we were going to build on, you know, being friends with each other. The last time us guys talked, I had invited him over for a smoke and just to chill. And then he was like, yeah, sure, I'd love to come. And then the next day, he didn't call me, he didn't text me, so I just deleted his number. You know, I had arranged for there to be something for us to eat. And I was really excited because I hung out alone most times. So I take it very seriously when I make friends with people enough to be able to invite them into my space. And I just thought we hit it off. I just thought he was gonna be my friend. Plus, we'd been talking for about 2 years before we actually ended up having sex. My point for bringing him up is that, are these people, and by these people, if ukiendelea kunisikiza utaelewa what I mean when I use these people. I don't want to say it's primarily men. It's just because I'm most of the part heterosexual, or rather I date men more. So when I say that, I'm just referring to the boys. So I was thinking, kwani ata ange kwa bishi yangu tu, like tukwe tu friends ata. And it's not that I don't know how to explain it without it not looking like I'm desperate for friendship. It's just that the kind of rapport we had set up, I felt like it was gonna end up in some sort of friendship, you know, someone I can hang out with or do stuff with. It wasn't much about the sexual attraction that we had for each other. It was more about, I felt like I really enjoy his company. He's very, very intelligent. Enough about Jorge. Yesterday, I was talking to some guy that I've also been talking to for a while. I mean, we've never met, there's no sort of relationship, but in the beginning, I feel like when he felt like there was prospect of us having sex, he was absolutely amazing. He sent me gifts, he gave me money, he was always so available to speak. In fact, he was the one always wondering why I don't reply his messages. But as time went by, you know, he started being a bit more distant. And anytime he talked to me, the conversation would always end up in an argument because I would refuse to be in a sexual relationship with him because he refused to meet the standards that I had set for myself. I mean, I'm okay with just being friends. What I would tell him is, si lazima tudinyane, tuneza tu kwa mabeshte. So si to settle for ku kwa mabeshte. But then he would always try to convince me, let's just try. And when I say, okay, for me to have sex with you, I need 1, 2, 3, and then it's crickets. All of a sudden, he's not willing to meet my requirements for him to be able to have sex with me. And that's so wild. So I started thinking about casual sex and the kind of benefits that they might have or none. Okay, so far, I feel like there's no benefits for me, especially for women, and that's what I want to talk about today. I know usually, traditionally, I give you guys an update on how I've been, what I've been up to, what I've been doing, but I think I'll save that for the next podcast. For this, let me just get straight to the point about what I want to talk about, and that's friends with benefits and casual sex, especially between heterosexual people. I just got to thinking, what really are the benefits of casual sex? What are the benefits of friends with benefits? That's what they call it. And this guy I was arguing with last night. He told me not to use such words because I don't know, the messages were too long and sometimes I wasn't reading all of them because he was refusing to just be very direct with him. With me. I mean, he was trying to ask me to be in an intimate relationship with him, but minus the responsibility that intimacy comes with, which means he just wanted to fuck me for free. And by free, I'm not even talking about money. I'm talking about no emotional connection, no effort coming from him, no friendship coming from him, no communication, no sort of effort whatsoever. So just for free, yani yeye akinimiss anipigie simu nipanue miguu anidishi alafu aendelee kukua inconsistent, no talking to me, no flowers, nothing. Just when he misses me, he starts talking to me, oh babe, oh oh oh. And I'm sure this seems very familiar because this is what most women are going through. From just the girls I talk to, these guys have made us feel like, believe that we're benefiting from the casual sex as well. And you see, something I remember before I had sex with Jorge is I had told myself that if it happens today, then it happens. I mean, I wasn't planning on it. I wasn't thinking about it. But I had told myself, if it happens, si sawa. I'm young. I'm single. I can have as much sex as I want. It doesn't matter. It's okay. It's just sex. I got pissed off after us guys stopped talking after we had sex. That's many big puff moja. So, at the level I am in my dating right now, I've had my fair share of frogs. But of late, I've really, really been attracting gentlemen who are very, very intentional about me, who are very generous and very kind and very caring. So this makes it very easy for me to notice when someone is just saying things and they think I'll fall for it, and someone who actually is trying to give a fuck about me. So when Jorge dropped me home that day, we made out in the car, and I almost invited him upstairs because I don't know, I just felt like I hadn't had enough, but I chose not to. And that night I remember feeling the feeling, feeling ya kama niko na boyfriend. It's been such a long time since I felt this feeling. Actually, I don't even think I've ever felt this feeling with anyone. And this is why I kind of got pissed off. I mean, I wasn't trying to make him my boyfriend. I hadn't even thought about him in that way. I'm just saying the interaction that I had with him made me feel very, very secure and very, very safe, which is a really good thing because it's very rare. These days, these jamas don't give a fuck about women. So it's about the little things he kept doing throughout when he was with me that made me start to feel like, okay, this is nice. This is nice. And so that night when I got home, I mean, he left me so because he really fought. But katika harakati za usingizi, I was just thinking, I had your excitement, yeah, a little girl. Like, remember how you felt when you had your first kiss? That's how I felt. I just felt like I was, oh my God, he kissed me. I was so excited. And I was so, I felt really, really safe. And I felt really, really calm. But he didn't even text me the next day. Like, are you okay? Just to check up on me. I mean, yes, he dropped me home. And yes, he watched me go in before he left. But he said, I'm going to call you when, because he was heading to a meeting or something. And he said, I'm going to call you when I'm done. And I went to bed thinking, oh my God, he's going to call me. What if we meet tomorrow again and we fuck some more? And I was so excited. But then he never called. He never called me. And I'm so glad this happened at a time where my self-esteem was very, very intact. So at no point did I ask myself, what's the problem with me? Is it me? What did I do? Is there something wrong with me? I mean, I never at any point started to feel like I fucked up or I messed up. But I just immediately got the ick. I started to feel like, how irresponsible of you to have sex with your friend and not even call them the next day to check up on them. How, like, you must not care, meaning you're not my friend. You know, that's immediately what I thought. But then I was like, no, you know, maybe I'm just overreacting. You know, after sex, you know, the happiness hormones, maybe it's what's making me feel like maybe I deserve a phone call. But I was like, mimi ata nikipea tu mtu lift, wacha ata kudinya mtu, nikipea tu mtu lift, nim drop, kama niko na namba yake nitampigia kumuliza, ulifika salama, una feel vipi, how are you doing? He never called. I was like, okay, let me give him a week. He never fucking called. Mind you, I'll leave the juicy parts for the blog. You guys should check out loveandorgasms.com. I leave the juicy parts for the blog so that I don't let everything out on here. But then I just felt really heartbroken because I thought, Kwani, he can't even call me like to check up on me, to see how I'm doing, how I'm feeling. There's no sort of aftercare. You know, and it's not like I was a clandé, I'm a one-night stand. I had been talking to this nigga for like over a year before we had sex. Gosh. Oh. I was like, okay, that's my L. I'll take it. I mean, the sex was aight. It was good. No, let me not say aight. I don't want to lie. I really enjoyed just the energy that he brought. Not even like this, just the sex. I mean, just who he was as a person around me. It really, really made me feel good. He allowed me to settle in my feminine energy. He opened doors and he Guy, he was everything. Yani, he was a real, real gentleman, and it didn't feel forced. It didn't feel like he was performing. It just felt like it was his nature. It's how he treats women. And I like to notice such things because they make me feel, you know, if he likes women, then he's an okay guy. At least he's not like the misogynist, you know. So that's how I felt. It makes me feel a bit safer being around him, even. And even the way he kept complimenting me, the way he held me, the way, just. Umse angetaka kuningiza box, by the way, ange ningiza box. Maybe singe kanda ni a box, but definitely I feel like ningingia. So, oh my God, you know, it just hit me that the reason, I think I have ADHD. I always divert when I'm telling stories. So you just have to go with the flow. You just have to try and understand me, especially if you're new here. So I was just thinking today about how the reason I don't really release stuff frequently also is because I don't want to be mean and I don't want to say things. But then I was things that are going to hurt people. But then I was just thinking, if it's something you did to me and I feel like you hurt me, then I shouldn't really be ashamed about it. It's my feelings. It's how I feel about the situation. So, yeah, then I remember that there's people who listen to this podcast, like my bosses, like people I've never met, people who know me, but like they're, I don't know, just really, really important people, and they listen to all these things I say. So when I enter the offices or when they're meeting me for the first time, it's always a standoff of, do you know my podcast or do you not? And I kind of feel a bit embarrassing because my boss will listen to me complain about how I fucking hate my job. Maybe that's why I got fired. Oh, that's another story. I'll tell you guys later. But, you know, it's just, I realize how this community has really, really grown. It's so many people listening to me. The views have been consistent even without me posting. So I absolutely love you guys. Okay, let me go back to my story. I decided I'm not going to pretend. I'm just going to say my feelings. If I don't like something, I'm going to talk about it. I know these guys, they listen to my blog, to my podcast, and they read my blogs because I have to get consent before I talk about them. But then I'm like, I just have to be truthful. I just have to say the truth because otherwise I have nothing to say and I can't lie and or omit. I just want to be able to talk about things because that's how I started this blog. It's just my journal. It's me saying how I feel without caring who's gonna listen or who's gonna see it. It's just me expressing myself. When I release it and put it out there, everyone who relates to me relates. Everyone who thinks I'm weird, it's whatever. If you get offended, that's on you. Maybe you should have treated me better or you should have been a better person for yourself. It's just how it is. So in case you hear this or if you read this, it's easy. Atujakosana, it's just business. Okay, let me go back to my story. Now I'm not gonna go on sidetracks anymore. So this interaction with Jorge broke my heart. And so this brings me to the story I was talking about this guy that I was arguing with yesterday. In the beginning, I told you guys he used to be really, really amazing with the gifts and treating me nicely and always being consistent with communication. But I think as he noticed how high my standards are and he saw that maybe he does not want to match up to them, I feel like he can, he just doesn't want to. So he started trying to convince me to lower my standards. Ni kama ana negotiate na mimi ni kama ni nyanya. Ati oh sijui si shuke bei. But that's impossible. It's impossible because the more I get to interact with other people and I get to to see how they treat themselves or the things they accept, especially people who are consistently working on themselves, it puts me in spaces where that's the trajectory I have as well. Automatically, that's just how I am. I need better. I need someone. I need people around me who are better, smarter, richer, kinder, more generous, sweeter, friendlier, more amazing, more successful, more in every way. It's a life hack that I've been using because I know they say they have that saying for ukiona watu. I don't know how the saying goes, but like if there's like 4 billionaires in the room you're in, you're probably gonna be the fifth one. And it's been working out for me because every circle I'm in, everywhere I go, it's exactly what I used to manifest for myself. Like right now, I'm seated in the apartment I manifested with all the furniture and electronics I manifested with, and I'm recording on a phone I manifested on a table that was just on my Pinterest board, but now it's right here in my house. Meaning, whatever I'm doing has been working for me. So, yeah. So he was trying to kind of negotiate the kind of standards I have for myself, and it kept pissing me off because, first of all, he wouldn't go straight to the point and just say, yo, nakudai na nataka kukudishi. He went around saying, oh, tukwe mabeshte, tugona flow, alafu tukiona venye inaenda, tuneza anza kutaka kukwa intimate. And I told him straight up, for me to have sex with someone, I have to have some sort of commitment from you. I have to have some exclusivity because before, when I used to assume that men can offer me friendship, just basic friendship, like a phone call after I've dropped you off, just that, yani hata staki hata kukona daily ama kukwa demi yako, yani tu ubeshte basic. Ever since I noticed most of them are not emotionally intelligent enough to offer that kind of level of empathy. And yeah, we can argue at, oh, maybe he just didn't like you. Oh, maybe he didn't care about you. Maybe he was just hitting and quitting for whatever reason. But you see, the basic point is basic human decency. It's not even about me being a woman. It's just about me being a human being. Like, why would someone try to negotiate the standards I've set for myself and try to convince me ati kunidishi, ati ndakuwa na benefit? What will I be benefiting? Dick. I have a dildo with like almost 14 different strengths. Why would I need to go through some mental gymnastics about, why didn't he call me? Is there something wrong with me? No. Why? What's the benefit in friends with benefits? Like, really, what are you getting? Because even if he's giving you money, even if he's spending money on you, buying you things, hakuna heshima. Heshima basic ya ubeshte. Ile yenye, even if something happens to you as a consequence of the sex, like, let's say we have sex and I get pregnant, you can't even call him to say, yo, I'm pregnant. Now you have to be stressed on your own because you don't even trust him as a friend. So I was thinking, why would I give myself, my body, to someone who does not have the basic respect? Why? You know, this is where when you confront them, they start coming up with things like, oh, mukwa hivyo, mimi, I'm not a good texter, I normally don't text. Oh, my phone, siji, what. They always have all these sorts of excuses. But I try to think, if I was their dream girl, if I was the girl that they really, really, really wanted to be with, I don't think they'd really find an excuse. They'd make it work. Because niggas in jail call their women. They call home and they text us trying to fraud us. Oh, I actually saw someone tweet something like that, like, these guys in jail, like, they really, really normally have access to phones. Sembuse, someone who just lives near you and can't even call you. Sio tu ni madharao. The conversation ended with me telling this guy that, this guy from yesterday, not Jorge. I don't know if you guys are able to even fatanisha the story, but anyway, sawa. I told this guy from yesterday that I'm not willing to lower my standards. I mean, I need some sense of security, some sense of commitment, even on a basic friendship level, for me to even be turned on. I need there to be an emotional connection, because if I can't sleep with you, I can't just sleep with anybody. And where is the sacredness of me just wanting to enjoy amazing sex with someone that I trust? Because I know if I trust you, it definitely makes the sex better. I'm able to be comfortable, I'm able to open up more, and I'm able to suck dick better. So I told this guy, I'm gonna need some sort of financial, emotional, and physical commitment from you. And all of a sudden, he was unable to. Kitambo, he used to know how to. He used to know how to chase me with the gifts and the money and everything. I was able to ask him for anything. I mean, I still am, because he's offered me that sort of level of friendship. But I don't just want the money and the gifts. I need to feel like you're available for me as a friend. I need to feel like I can talk to you, that I can tell you stuff. Because why would I have sex with someone who I can't even talk to? I've been in such situations before when I was younger and more naive. But I was just wondering, like, why would someone try to do that to me right now in my age? It's so wild. It's so wild for someone to think that I can fall for that. He started sending me many texts about, oh, your transactional, blah, blah, blah. And I was wondering, bro, you want free sex. You literally want free sex. Because you're not even offering me the basic friendship. We never talk. And you're here telling me about intimacy. How is that going to work out? I don't understand. And what makes you think that a girl like me can settle for that? Because I have these men who don't even sleep with me, but they still treat me really, really well, and they give me anything I ask for. They've never even met me. So what makes someone think I would ever sleep with them without even a basic friendship going on? That's so wild. It's so wild. I mean, when I was younger, those things were fun. I won't even say fun, because mulikuwa mnadinyana leo, kesho unaona amepost dem mwingine, una dedi, una safa, una lia, unatoa makamasi, una vomit. Alafu Tuesday anakurudia, una take back. Friday anaenda tena kwa dem mwingine. Like, that's exactly how it was. So why would I want to go through that right now, when I know I have the option to remove myself from having sex with people who want to be in a lot of sexual relationships with many other people? Because I feel like I already know everything I want, and I know I need exclusivity and monogamy. That's just who I am. That's what I want. Things could change later, but for now, that's what I want. And I try to make it very, very clear to my partners before anything. If you're with me, you're with me. If you want other people, just break up with me. It's easy. I'm cool. Let's talk about it. Communicate. Tell me how you feel about things. Because if we build a friendship where we're able to talk about these things, it becomes so much easier. It lessens, like, the jealousy and the anger, because we're able to talk to each other about things. And even when it comes time to part ways, it's a bit easier. I really have also been talking to amazing, amazing people who would never make me feel like this. This is why when I reminisce on things that I've been through before, it just makes me feel, what was I settling for? What was I settling for real? Other than vitu kama embarrassment, it is a Nairobi. And, you know, other things that make me really, really scared to go back to having sex. I mean, I haven't really been having sex. I've told you guys that before. Even last year, I wasn't really having sex. I mean, I have had sex, just not as much as I would like. So, in my... I don't know if I can call it a celibacy thing, because I've broken it twice, like a couple times. But let me say, in this period that I haven't really been having sex or even been having sexual partners, I've just had much more time to think about myself. And I realize how much more important it is to take care of my health and my body, especially as a young, beautiful woman. The health risks, other than the psychological and the mental and emotional risks, the physical ni hizo ma STDs na ma HIV na hizo tu mashida zote. There's no way you can be able to tell where someone has been, or even if they've been somewhere. They could easily lie. That's why I'm always telling you guys to use condoms. They could easily tell a lie. You need to be very, very extra careful. Sai si time ya kukua reckless na life yako. Na washo hivi basically juu, hizi ni lessons mi nimelearn. Najua nimetake so many risks before, but right now when I think about it, I'm like, why did I do that? Why did I sleep with him? What about him made me think he was gonna be my friend or he was gonna be different? Because if I agreed to get intimate with this guy I was arguing with last night, I would have had sex with him and then he would have ghosted me, and then I would have been like, hiya, what's wrong with me? It's a pattern. There's something wrong with me. When whatever is wrong with me is that it's very, very easy to choose the wrong people to be around you if you're not that aware and if you don't have standards and boundaries for yourself. So I'm learning that it's really, really important to just be strong as hell. I mean, going on this journey has made me lonelier. I don't have, like, my phone is dry most of the times. And also, I'm really, really, really fucking horny. Because I haven't been having... I hope you guys don't play me, like, in public spaces where there's so many people. And then they start Googling me and they think, this girl is so weird. Okay, I don't care if they do, but it's just, the thought of it is just so embarrassing. But my point is, I'm telling you guys these things so that you can learn from my mistakes and you can see things from a different perspective before you jump and make decisions that are probably going to hurt you in future. You need to be very selective about the people that you have sex with. I mean, iki to your friends with benefits na casual sex, mi naona hai benefit madame. Ju, madame, ni nini una benefit, honestly? What could you really possibly benefit from someone who cannot be your friend? And by being your friend, I mean having basic empathy, refraining from doing things that they know will hurt your feelings, or intentionally just being there for you and being a real friend, even minus the sex, even without the sex happening. Like, why is it so difficult for people to process a space where you can just have sex with people you like? You don't have to put yourself at risk of easy mashida zote, psychological, emotional, na physical, pretending that you're having fun. And I know, trust me, I know how I sound. I sound like my mom. This is exactly the same advice my mom used to give me. And I used to be like, ah, we, minim young. But now when I think about it, I'm like, and I'm not even trying to tell you guys ati msidinyane ama mkweka mimi mdinye sijui mtu mmoja. I'm just trying to tell you, before you allow someone to touch your body, and I'm speaking to the men as well, you need to start having standards so that you can attract the kind of girl you want. If you want a girl who's untouchable, you have to be untouchable. If you want a girl not every man can chat to, you have to be that kind of guy so that you are on a level, a type of frequency where the people you associate with are exactly like you. But you can't act like it doesn't affect you psychologically or emotionally, sleeping around with different people without protection, without caring about how the sex made them feel afterwards. Maybe they cared about you and you just didn't talk to them again. Yani nika hakuna repercussions, hakuna any sort of emotional awareness. This shit affects you whether you like to admit it or you don't. And the more you start to love yourself and the more you start to work on yourself, the more you start to realize that you can't even just give yourself to just anybody. Uwezi tu, kuna places uwezi enda, kuna vitu uwezi fanya, kuna tu watu uwezi associate now anymore. And it's not about maringo or ati you feel like you're better than them. It's just about you've outgrown those things and it's, you need to move on to the next level where people act differently or they love themselves more and they take care of their bodies better. Like, you guys are doing these things. Munamit nawase kwa clubs. Munamik out. Ujui ka umseashai change toothbrush yake for 4 years. Aujui amekuwa akitumia the same toothbrush. Unanza kumfinga. Aujui kama yeye upanguza haga. Aujui. Lakini hiyo mkono, maybe ata akona cholera ama gonorrhea. And you don't even know, bro. Like, why would you... Why are you guys so okay with being this risky? It's so wild to me. It's so wild to me because you don't even know their medical history. You don't even know if they go get checked for STDs regularly. You know literally nothing about them. I mean, at some age, I'm not justifying it and saying it's allowed. I'm just saying you might have gone through a phase where you did this, but at some point you have to become an adult and take responsibility and be accountable for your own health and say, yo, I have to take care of myself. I have to start using condoms. I have to make sure I'm a better communicator. I have to make sure I give a fuck about my sexual partners. You know, vitu kama hizo. Like, hizi vitu tulifundishwa class 6, tukifundishwa about AIDS, abstinence, condoms, na B ilikuwa ya... Sikumbuki B ilikuwa ya nini. Like, we were taught. So you really, really have to put things into perspective and realize that if you fuck up your life, you're not just affecting yourself, you're affecting everyone else who loves you, who cares about you. And this might be a selfish thought, but I'm trying to think about it in an STD type way or in an HIV type way. You're being with multiple people without taking care of yourself, without thinking about yourself. Just think about all these other lives that you're probably impacting in a negative way with your actions. You know? And then something I ask myself is, what about me makes you think I'm casual? What about my body is casual? What about my vagina is casual? Ni nini kwangu umeona ati, oh, this is a casual kind of chick. This is a let's go with the flow kind of chick. What? What about me says that? Because that's so crazy. Meaning those are the kind of people you like. You like casual things. You have a casual penis and you're just a casual man. Because why would I want to have casual sex for what? When I already know how it feels to have sex with someone who is madly, passionately into you. I already know what that feels like. So why would I have less sex than that? Why? Yakunat. I told you guys I have a dildo with like 14 settings. So yeah, I'm just not willing to do that anymore. It's just... I'm so grateful for everything that I've been through that imenifikisha hadi hapa where I'm able to make better decisions. And I love that I have this platform so I'm able to share. But I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear, what do you think about this? What do you think about everything I said? Do you think nawa police niache ku act nika mini mama yenu? Or do you think I have some solid points? I don't know. You can send me voice notes on here. You can reply to me using voice notes. You can text me. You can DM me everywhere. I'm Roberta Bobby everywhere on social media. And please check out my blog. I'm going to tell you guys all about all these guys I've talked about on this podcast. I'm going to tell you guys more about them and just talk about the sex. oh, I just had sex with Jorge, but like, I'll tell you about that. So if you're interested, talk to me right now. I wanna feel good and have dinner. Please tell me what you think. Talk to me, reach me. And don't forget to watch me every Tuesday on Daybreak Citizen TV. I'm really, really, really looking forward to hearing your feedback. And I love you guys. Also, I know I'm supposed to apologize to the OG fans for my long, 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 long hiatus. I promise I will do that in the next podcast when I'm updating you guys, giving you guys life updates about what I've been through, where I've been, what I've been doing. And then we can talk more from there. So, toodles.